News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. Hey, Brad. There he is, Brad Paisley. A little loud. I'm still learning. Chaska's eyes almost bolted out of her head. This is what it's like being a morning show with someone who's still learning how to work all the connections and the boards and the buttons. But it is the Pep Talk, Pensacola expert panel. As you can see, I'm not an expert on this. However, Taska King is an expert on ADX Digital, and she is joining us this morning. Thank you, Taska.
Good morning.
Good morning. She likes Brad Paisley online, so I'm going to play that for her. I'm going to get it right one of these days.
Well, because, you know, everything's cooler online.
Absolutely.
That's why we're here.
That's the truth. All right, so what are we going to talk about today? Normally, you're here on Mondays, but so it's kind of nice to have you on
a
different day.
We had a little fruit basket turnover with the schedule this week, so I'm here today instead.
Is that a Southern expression, fruit basket turnover?
I don't know.
I love that.
It must be. I'm from the South, and I've heard it all my life. So.
I've never heard that before, but that does describe exactly what happened.
Maybe we should say musical chairs. Everybody knows what that is, right?
I like fruit basket turnover better, quite frankly.
Well,
yeah, go for it.
All right. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And since we're in the new year and we're talking business and we're talking advertising, let's talk about goals. Let's talk about what our goals are for 2025 in our business, in our work.
Yep. Now is the time. I remember when I was working full time and coming in, Monday was like, oh my God, I got to answer all these emails. Mm-hmm. Tuesday was, I'm going to return all the phone calls. And Wednesday was like, okay, I got to look ahead and figure out what I'm doing this month and for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's right. So in most businesses, you've got an overall goal of what you want to get out of your advertising.
Right.
So that's what we're going to talk about. I'm going to go over some of the most common goals for what you want to get out of your advertising. And then we're going to talk about what products you can use in order to reach those goals. Okay?
That sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
The first one, if you are retail, then in-store sales is your number one thing. You want people to come into the store and ring the cash register.
Right.
So what products do we have that can help you with that? Well, first would be targeted display ads. And that is just showing ads to people who are a prospect for you based on their behaviors, based on keywords they're searching, based on AI, mm-hmm. and based on retargeting. That's when they go to your website and they don't do anything. You want to continue to put your message in front of them until hopefully it brings them into the store. Another product that we use a lot for retail is mobile conquesting. Mobile conquesting is when we show every ad is shown on a phone.
Mm-hmm.
In most cases, we use some geofencing.
Okay, you have to go back and explain conquesting and geofencing.
Well, conquesting is just the word. It's just the name of the product.
Gotcha.
Geofencing is when we draw a virtual fence around a place where people gather. Now, that place could be a store. Mm-hmm. It could be a restaurant. It could be a street. It could be an area of town. It could be anything within a 5-mile radius.
Okay.
So, for example, if you want to reach people who are downtown and who like to shop and eat downtown,
right.
just in general, we can say, okay, let's geofence Palo Fox Street. Let's start with Vinyl Music Hall and go out 5 miles or go out 2 miles.
That's
or
so
whatever,
smart.
However you want to set up your geographic area. Because remember, all of our campaigns start with your geographic preference. And whether that is a 3-mile radius or whether that is the southern part of the United States or all the United States, we've just got to pinpoint that geographic area to start with and then go from there.
Gotcha. That's so smart, though. The days of just winging it, putting an ad out there and hoping people see it.
Right.
And now you're really targeting the people in your area.
Right. So we target people in the area. We can, and like I said, if you've got a specific competitor, then, you know, maybe you are some sort of a lower priced general store.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we geofence all the Dollar Generals or all the Family Dollars or all
that?
The Dollar Trees.
You could do that?
You can do that.
Oh, wow.
You can do that. So, And then when people are inside those fences, mm-hmm. and the fence can either be the building, it can be the building and the parking lot.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't
it can
know it was
be
that
whatever we want it to be, and or whatever you want it to be. And but once they're inside that fence, we're going to show them your ad.
That is so and smart. I didn't realize it was that targeted.
Yes, it's that targeted. If you're a car dealer, we can geofence the other car dealers.
Well, yeah.
And catch people, hopefully, before they make that buying decision. So, now, of course, this works much better with larger ticket items that people shop around for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to also work for any kind of item. I mean, just because somebody walks into McDonald's one day doesn't mean that they wouldn't walk into, Wendy's the next day. Mm-hmm. If they saw a Wendy's ad while they just happened to be at McDonald's yesterday. And that's how it works.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. Okay.
So, in-store sales. These are the top two products for in-store sales. Again, mobile conquesting, and that's specifically using the geofencing targeting strategy, or targeted display ads. Okay. The next goal, leads. You just want more leads. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's talk about pay-per-click, or let's talk about live chat. Do you have a live chat function on your website? If not, you can do live chat with us. Now, that is actually an add-on benefit with any of our campaigns, but it can get you prospects based on them going to your website and asking questions. And the great thing about what we do is our live chat is always live. It's always manned by live people. It's not manned by bots. It's not an automated thing that asks you stock questions.
Right.
It's going to be a live person on the other end.
That's incredible. Okay. Well, we are talking with Tasca King, talking about ADX Digital. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. If you have a question for Tasca about digital marketing, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. You are listening to Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can text in at 850-437-1620, talking about digital advertising with ADX Communications. Tasca King is in the house with us.
Hey.
And we're looking at goals and some ideas and things that you could do to enhance your business, get in new clients, reach new customers. I love all these ideas. I didn't know it was this specific.
Oh, it can get very specific. Okay, so moving on with our goals. If your goal is branding.
Okay.
Let's also talk about targeted display ads again. Again, these are your ads that kind of look like the old style banner ads. You used to buy it for each individual website you want to be on. Now it doesn't work that way anymore. You buy it based on who you want to target. So that anybody who sees the ad, we're going to predetermine that they're a prospect for you. Another thing is Amazon. You know, we have the Amazon premium package or option. And with Amazon, you'll be using Amazon's data and their search data to find prospects for your product.
That's pretty incredible. That has to be amazing data.
I mean, you know, Amazon has got lots and lots of data with lots and lots of branding options. So
no
that
question.
Would be a great one. Okay, so moving on. If your goal is phone calls, again, there's several different things we could use. Live chat. One thing that we can do with live chat is during your open hours, if we determine that someone that is chatting with us is indeed a prospect for you, we use a feature called Call Connect. So we can say, okay, well, you know, they're in the office. Would you like to speak with someone right now? And I can connect you, and it goes from being a typing chat to a vocal call.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Because I'm so tired of the automatic answer and then press 1, press 7.
Yeah.
And you're just going, operator. I just want a service representative.
Exactly.
So that's great that it's live chat.
Another thing for phone calls is Facebook and Instagram. Those are great for getting people to call now.
Okay.
Call us now. Moving on, if your goal is to get someone to request information from you,
mm-hmm.
then let's look at native. Native ads are very similar to targeted display ads.
Okay, what does that mean, native?
Okay, native means it is going to be designed to look like it belongs on the website or app that the consumer is using at that time.
Oh.
So, for example, instead of creating an ad ahead of time and they all look alike, we come up with the elements. we're going to use your logo. We're going to use maybe a graphic. We're going to use a call to action button, and we're going to use a little bit of text about what you're wanting, what your message is. Is your message an event? Is your message a sale? Is your message your tagline? Mm-hmm. Whatever that message is. Okay, so those four key elements will go in each one of these ads, but each ad might look different based on the website that the consumer is looking at.
So it's customized in a way.
Everyone's
for each
customized, and they're created in real time. So if your ad's going to go on, say, for example, CNN.com has a black background, okay? That ad's going to have a black background. It's going to use all the same fonts that it's on the CNN website. So when the consumer first looks at that ad, they immediately think they're reading part of the content of the website or article that they're reading on that website. That's a subliminal seduction thing. Mm-hmm. So you want them to retain as much as the message as possible before they realize they're looking at an ad.
Okay, that's very smart.
That's how the subliminal thing works. And they retain so much more of the content of an ad when it is served to them in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Also, for requesting information, let's look at social mirroring. I mean,
right.
I love social mirroring because it makes, it's another one of the subliminal options where you think for a second you're on Facebook, you're on Instagram, you're on TikTok, whichever one you use. And you are reading that article, you're reading that put like it's a post, and before you realize you're actually seeing an ad, the message is in your brain.
Right. And I've done that.
And those can definitely generate requests for more information.
Well, it's very smart.
Yeah.
Because you're getting
absolutely
their attention. Because I have a tendency, if I think it's an ad and it's something that pops up and I know it's, and then I just hit that little X and I'm out.
Yep. That's
but I might
right.
read something not realizing. Mm-hmm. And then actually, and it's also catered to me. So it's going to be information I'm looking for.
You're right.
So it's not something I'm not
looking
for. We've
already eliminated people who we think have no interest in your product.
Right.
We're only reaching the people that need your product or we have reason to believe need or want your product.
Right. Which makes it even better.
Right. Okay. So moving on. If your goal is more web traffic, then we definitely need to talk about an SEO campaign.
Okay, explain that one.
SEO, search engine optimization.
Aha.
So remember in the old days when you bought newspaper
mm-hmm.
and you wanted your ad to be, and here's my air quotes, above the fold?
Yes.
Do you remember that term,
actually,
above
do.
The fold? Okay. An article above the fold gets read first.
Right.
An ad above the fold gets seen first.
Mm-hmm.
So you want, when someone Googles your business category. So if you're a car dealer and someone Googles new car sales, you want your ad to be one of the first ones that they
that
see.
That pops up, right?
So that's what SEO, search engine optimization, can do for you. And that is a pretty in-depth campaign. And again, that's one that is going to take some time to put together, but it's going to be very beneficial for you in the long run to increase your presence on the web.
Because then you come up first.
Exactly. And again, with all of our campaigns, if you want to learn more about any of our campaigns, please feel free to call us here, 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And ask for Jeff Wayne. And he will connect you with one of our digital experts that can answer all of your questions about any of the products that we sell.
And there's no fee for that interview if someone wanted to come in. It's
oh,
not
no.
a sales pitch.
And it's not even a sales pitch. That very first meeting is a consultation to show you what's available, to show you how things work, and then determine from there if you want to continue and learn more.
Okay. So we're listening to Pep Talk this morning, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert today is Tasca King with ADX Digital Marketing. And we're going to take a break here in just a couple of minutes. But if you have a question or comment for Tasca, now's the time to send in that text at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Tasca King about ADX Digital Marketing. Got a few minutes left, Tasca. What do you want to talk about as we wrap things up this morning?
Well, I got a couple more of regular business goals that we can talk about. One being online sales. If you want to increase your e-commerce.
Okay.
That is people that go to your website and just make a purchase straight from your website. We need to look at a couple of things. We need to look at an actual social media campaign with Facebook and Instagram. Again, native ads are really good, as well as targeted display ads are good. The main thing we want to do is get someone to click on that ad so they can go straight to your website. And be sure that when you do that, that they're clicking to the landing page of the message that you want to give them. So, for example, if you are trying to get people to register for an event or buy tickets to an event, you don't want to send them to your main website page.
Right.
You want to send them straight to that event page. Or if you're running a sale on a specific shoe or whatever,
mm-hmm.
a specific product that you have for sale, you don't want to send them to the main website first. You want to send them straight to that shoe and then give them the option to continue to shop.
Of course, right. No, but that makes perfect sense.
Now, if you send somebody to that main page on your website, then chances are there's a very high chance they're just going to
get
out of there. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, events. Here's the last one we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Events can be big events, they can be small events, and there are several different things that we can do. First, mobile conquesting is great for events. Another IR product that we have is called geo-framing. So that is when we can go back in time up to 6 months and look at another event that would that the people that went to that event would be your prospect. And let's see how many phone IDs were captured at that event and serve all those people ads.
Oh, smart. That's like getting someone's mailing list.
Right. So we've done that in the past with like country concerts.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go back and geofence an event that happened at the Wharf in the last 6 months. Or if there was a country show at Pensacola Bay Center, we could geoframe that event, mm-hmm. and pull those IDs. Another thing that we've looked at doing is these runs that we have. You know, if you've got a run coming up and you want to reach runners, then we can go to a past run and geoframe that run for that whole day, that 24 hours. Or you know, whatever, maybe sometimes you might want to do if it's one of the really big ones, you might want to do a 2-day thing and get as many of the phone IDs that were captured during that event to serve to those people to let them know about your run.
Wow, it's so smart and just so specific.
Yeah, it is.
It's very really specific. Smart.
And that's the best thing about digital is that you can reach people who we have every reason to believe is a prospect for your service, your business, your product, whatever that it is that keeps your business running. We want to get you as many customers as we possibly can.
Well, it's a great, like, targeting your dollars.
Exactly.
So give that number again, Pasco, or just we're out of time all of a sudden.
Again, 850-262-6000.
All right. Thank you so much for being here this morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And again, if you want to know more about ADX Digital Marketing, you can call 850-262-6000. This is Meg with Pep Talk. We'll be back again with you tomorrow morning, 9 to 11, right here on News Radio 92.3. News is next.